The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, will today resume the collection of the revised TV license fees. The corporation suspended the collection of the old fees of 30 pesos per annum for several years because it did not find it profitable to do so. But last year, Parliament revised the fees upward to 3 CDs per TV set a month and 5 CDs or 2 or more TV sets per month. GBC has since scheduled the first of this month for the resumption of the collection of the fees, but a former CEO of the VRA, Dr. Charles Rekubrobi, went to court to restrain the corporation from commencing the exercise pending the final determination of a suit in which he is challenging the legality of a proposed sharing formula of the proceeds of the TV license. An Accra Fast Track High Court, however, dismissed the injunction application, paving the way for the commencement of the exercise today. GBC is, however, not to share the money with any other institution until the substantive case is determined. The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchibi, has assured the public that the money collected will help the state broadcaster to deliver efficient services.
We are very grateful to the court. We believe in the rule of law, and that is the reason why when the appropriate processes were filed, we restrained ourselves or we refrained from collecting, waiting the good court's decision. So having received the go-ahead, we are very happy, and we'll proceed to do what we've held in abeyance until now.
Now, the bone of contention is the sharing formula. What would you do from this stage on?
Again, taking a cue from the court ruled that we should go ahead and collect, awaiting the termination of the substantive suit on that issue. So that issue is still pending, and at an appropriate time, the court will sit on the issue of the sharing formula. So the issues are two. One is approval or an order for GBC to commence collection, which we will do immediately, and then the sharing formula, which will be determined later.
Okay. So we should have collected it from the beginning of this month. So with this ruling, when are we starting?
Immediately, but practically tomorrow morning.
Okay, all right. And as a corporation, would we collect it here?
Yes, tomorrow morning there will be a simple ceremony outside the gate at our revenue office where we'll ring the bell on the resumption of collection of TV licenses in Ghana. Similar programs will take place outside all GBC stations across the country. And then our partners who are going to be the collection points will all step into the program. We are expecting that the 360-plus offices of the Ghana Postal Service will be collection points, pay points. We have 20-plus partner banks who are all ready to resume collection. And all these banks will be appropriately described in the sense that we'll have the TV license logo. But this logo is still not familiar to Ghanaians. And as part of the resumption of the collection of TV license fees, we will unveil the TV license logo tomorrow. And we believe that in the shortest possible time, this logo is going to be familiar to all Ghanaians. And that will indicate that wherever you see this logo, TV license can be paid there.
What would you tell people who think that they'll be paying for content?
Well, we have to remind everyone again. I know it's an issue which is almost like it's dead, but I'm accosted from time to time with persons who want clarity on this issue. Once again, we can only go ahead and say that the payment of a TV licensee is not particularly in respect of content. It's a law put in place for the possession of a television receiving set. And let's make it clear, the issue is not television set. It is a television receiving set, and it's a significant difference between a television set and a television receiving set. A television receiving set simply means any gadget or apparatus that can receive a TV signal. You are liable to pay the license.
The chairman of the Communications Committee of Parliament, Albert Abongo, has also appealed to the public to see the payment of the TV license fees as their civic responsibility. According to him, the fees will help GBC to deliver efficient public service.
I would want to believe, and the committee as a whole consider the fact that for a long time, these fees have not been reviewed at all. And so for it to be able to make an impact and for the collection of it to have meaning, there was a need for it to be reviewed. Now, we know that you are in a sector that requires a lot of improvement because the technology keep on changing. And so for us to have best services for the people of this country, there's a need that GTV is well-resourced so that they can make the appropriate investment for the improvement in the sector.
If you are talking of need for improvement and need for funding and all sort of things, there are a lot of TV stations, there are a lot of radio stations. Why should the public be the one who is paying for GBC to buy equipment for their operations?
Yes, you will agree with me that that is a national asset. And as a country, we need what that will serve the interests of the nation. And so the operations of GTV is not necessarily a profit-making body, but to serve the people of this country. And that is why you have infrastructure across the country, whether it is possible to have it in the rural areas or not. People in a landscape will have the infrastructure all over the country. And these have to be manned. These have to be worked on. We need to contain constant power. We need to contain a retain of staff at all the locations. And also improve on the equipment space. I think that for now, it was necessary that we look at the fees and charges, and it was fortunate that Parliament approved.
Listening to the public, they are worried that they are going to pay to GBC in the first place. They don't watch GTV, they don't listen to Radio Ghana, they don't enjoy any program on GBC, and then they are going to pay for GBC for its improvement. So what assurances are they going to get that even their money they are going to pay is going to be used for a good cause?
Yes, we should have a way to get the national asset function. And if you say that, for instance, you watch DSTV and that you don't watch GTV, well, you can make that argument. But all over the world, there's no nation that you will not find that keeps its broadcasting operation working. So I would want to believe that even as we have other TV stations providing other services, we need to maintain the national asset because it serves the whole country. In a situation where the private might decide to pull out, where will we find ourselves? So basically, this is a national asset, and we all have to ensure that it functions properly.